Christ talks about how everything, pretty much the world, everything, witnesses of him. But notice here in John 5, where we finish down in verse 31, he said, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. You've neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you've not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him, ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me, that ye might have life." So, witness of me is our title. Dear Lord, I pray for your wisdom, for your guidance, for your power as your word goes out this evening. It would work in our lives, Lord. And again, lift up our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. So Jesus here lists, if you will, multiple people and things that witness of himself. And he starts by mentioning John. He says there in verse 33, "You sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth." So he says that one of the witnesses of Jesus Christ is John the Baptist. Now, if you go to Isaiah 40, we'll find that this was actually prophesied of in the Old Testament by Isaiah, that God would send a messenger before Jesus Christ. And that messenger, of course, was John the Baptist. So notice on Isaiah 40, verse 3, it says, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." This is prophesying that John the Baptist would be the forerunner, the first witness, if you will, on earth at the time of Christ. And of course, that's exactly what he did, isn't it? His ministry was very short. He came, he baptized, he introduced Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God," remember in chapter 1. But it wasn't long after Christ's ministry started that John the Baptist was beheaded. His ministry was very short, but he did come to be a witness of Jesus Christ. Now, this particular witness paid the ultimate price, as I mentioned, and that was to die a martyr for Jesus Christ. And he mentions that in verse 35. He says, "He was a burning and a shining light." You know, it costs a candle everything to shine, doesn't it? And he's referring to a candle here. A candle usually eventually disappears. It's gone. And John the Baptist was spent for Christ. If you go to 2 Corinthians 12, Paul talks about how he himself was also spent for Christ as another witness. But notice 2 Corinthians 12:15, Paul says, "I will very gladly be spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." So he says, "I'm willing." And he was. He was martyred for Christ, just like John. And so Jesus Christ, pointing out the witnesses of himself, of his person, of his deity, and the first one, of course, John the Baptist, who said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Remember, he said, "There's one who cometh after me, whose shoe latchets I'm not worthy to unlace." And many, many things he witnessed of the person of Christ. And all of this, of course, is so that people, notice verse 34 of our passage, "But these things I say that you might be saved." Everything witnesses of Jesus Christ for the ultimate purpose that they can be saved. Amen. Verse 39, "Search the scriptures, in them you think you have eternal life." And then he mentions in verse 40, "You will not come to me." So Why does the earth, why does John the Baptist, why does the Father, why does the Word all witness of Christ so the people can be saved? That's the ultimate end. That's why he died, so the people could be saved. So talking about the witnesses tonight, number one, John the Baptist was a witness. Then, verse 36, the works that Christ performed were a witness. Notice he says, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. So he's making it clear that his miracles that he performed were another testimony or witness of his person, of his power. If you look to John 10, verse 37, we'll see where Jesus Christ expounds upon this. John chapter 10, verse 37. The Bible says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. He says, at least believe the works. Look at the miracles. And Christ performed so many miracles. Raising the dead, calming the storms, healing, and we could go on and on. And so John the Baptist was the initial witness of the ministry of Christ. Then his works, his miracles, were a testimony to the person of Jesus Christ. Then in verse 37 of our passage, John 5, the Father. Notice it says, and the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Now this physically happened, of course, at the baptism. Remember? A voice called out from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So the Father himself was a third witness of the person of Jesus Christ. Go to 1 John 5. We'll see John expound on this in his epistle. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. It says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. 1 John 5, 9. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So the Father himself is a witness to the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So John the Baptist is a witness. The miracles that Jesus performed are a witness. The Father is a witness. And then, fourthly, verse 39, the Word of God. Notice he says, search the Scriptures. And we're going to, I think, expound on that next week a bit more. But the fourth witness that Christ mentioned here is the Word of God. Now, he's, of course, referring to the Old Testament at this point. The New Testament's not written yet. But the Old Testament is a witness of Jesus Christ. I know that our Friday night class, they're going to be bringing 20 scriptures with them to the class this Friday night, showing the introduction of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And there are many, many scriptures in the Old Testament that prophesied of Jesus, prophesied of his birth, prophesied of his death, prophesied of some of the things he would say on the cross, prophesied of some of the things he would do, where he would live as a child and so forth. All of that was given in the scriptures. And Jesus says, search the scriptures. Look in the scriptures and you'll find me. And so he's saying to the Jews primarily, if you'll look in the Old Testament, that's another witness. So you've got John the Baptist is a witness of me. My miracles are a witness. The Heavenly Father is a witness. And now the Old Testament is a witness of the person of Jesus Christ. And I love this phrase, search the scriptures. That's a command for all of us, isn't it? And if you go to Acts 17:11, the Apostle Paul holds up one of the churches as an example of this. And we can take note of this and make sure that this is the kind of Christian we are, the Berean Christians, here in Acts 17. Look at verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went unto the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Look at this next phrase. And searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So these Berean Christians, when Paul came and began to preach in the synagogues, the Bereans, they had their Bibles and they were checking everything Paul said. And they took the time to search the scriptures. God wants everyone to do that, but he especially wants his children, doesn't he, to search the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15. And he says, for in them, here in John 5:39, you think you have eternal life. And you know what? Eternal life is available through the scriptures, isn't it? 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So he says here in John 5:39, the scriptures are another witness of Jesus Christ. And he says, they are they which testify, or there's that word testify, which means witness. They testify of me. And I know we've looked here a lot, but go to Luke 24. Some of my favorite verses are when Jesus had risen from the dead and he took the time to open the scriptures to some of his disciples right after his resurrection. So look at verse 27 to start with here in Luke 24. This is when he met some disciples walking on the road. And these weren't part of the 12. These were some other disciples. But notice verse 27. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He expounded. In other words, he opened it up to them. He went to the scriptures and then expounded upon the scriptures. And concerning who? Jesus. So he took them to the Old Testament and he said, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. Wouldn't that be exciting? And then down to verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. So here he's given us the three major sections of the Old Testament. And he says, I am in all three. I'm in the books of Moses, or the law. I am in the prophetic books, which essentially is Isaiah all the way to Malachi. And I'm in the Psalms. I'm in the poetic books as well. The Psalms, the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and so forth. He says, they are they which testify me. I'm in all the Bible. So the fourth witness is God's Word. John the Baptist is a witness of Jesus Christ. His miracles are a witness. The Father is a witness, and the Word of God is a witness. And you know what I'm going to say, right? Now we're supposed to be a witness. That's our job. That's our mission from God, is to be a witness of Jesus Christ. Just like John was, just like the Word is, the Father, the miracles, now it's up to us. Jesus isn't on earth performing miracles right now. But we have the gospel, and we can be a witness or a testimony of Jesus Christ. Why? What's all that for? Verse 44 or 40? You will not come to me that you might have life. It's all about people having life. The second most common word in the Gospel of John is the word life. So that people can have eternal life. That's why we need to witness of Jesus Christ. So next week we'll expound a bit on that search the scriptures command. But tonight Jesus is reminding us that pretty much everything witnesses of him. And he didn't mention it, but even creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Even creation witnesses of the Lord. But specifically he says, John witnessed of me. My miracles witness of me, the Heavenly Father witnesses of me, and the Word of God witnesses of me. And right before he went back to heaven, he pulled his disciples together and he said, now I want you to witness of me. That's your number one mission, is to go. And I'll even give you the power to do it. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. So witness of me. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word.